This is West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. When we debuted last week, we sat down with Western Michigan University President John Dunn. Among the topics of our interview was the university's plan for East Campus. That calls for East Hall to be converted into an alumni center by 2015, but the three other buildings are slated for demolition. John Dunn says it would cost a lot of money to make the other buildings useful.
When we talk about the speech and language building and also West Hall, those buildings are not in good shape. The idea that somehow that those are currently at a standard where they could be occupied and used for classrooms and other purposes, that's just not accurate.
But the group Friends of Historic East Campus says the university should be trying to find another use for those buildings. David Bros is the chairman of Friends of Historic East Campus, and he joins us. Thank you for being with us.
Well, you're very welcome.
So let's begin by having you react to what President Dunn just said there. Those buildings are not in good shape, and that it's not accurate to say that they could be easily converted into some other use.
Well, I think we ask three questions in that case. What does it mean to say they're not in good shape? Years have passed since the university put out its first request for proposals. And at those meetings, when the chosen firm was announced, the university and the proposed developers were enthusiastic about the condition of those buildings, of all of those buildings. That was only 2.5 years ago. And last fall, two things happened. First, even before the announcement that they were not going to proceed with what they had planned for East Hall, they had speech and hearing advertised for lease in the public papers, not locally, however, which was interesting. And the description of the building made it sound like it was sort of like move-in ready. Well, it's not exactly, because as John did say, you couldn't hold a class in there right now. Why? Well, because there are papers on the floor that haven't been swept up in 5 years. When a window breaks, it's sometimes replaced with a piece of cardboard, and the glass on the floor inside is left there. So the buildings look terrible. If you're thinking about moving in right away, looks like you might have to paint and sweep and probably clean them, and that's all correct. But structurally, they're fine. And every developer that's gone through them has been able to say, these buildings are in substantially excellent condition. That is, they're not going to fall down, they don't leak, there's no water coming up through the floor, all the mechanical systems that are still turned on are operable. No, you certainly couldn't move in there and have a class in the next day or two, but you certainly could use those buildings for almost any purpose that the university might think of.
One of the things that John Dunn said when asked what could possibly lead to a change of course here is a lot of money could change course and what's going to happen in regards to East Campus. How do you respond to that? Do you think that it is possible that a lot of money could be out there, and do you think it is necessary?
It's a lot of money out there, certainly. Would a lot of money flow toward the redevelopment of East Campus? We don't know, because nobody's ever tried to find out. The study that gets cited that says nobody's interested in East Campus was done in 2004, largely with money from the Friends of Historic East Campus. The results came back, and they didn't say, no, we're not interested in East Campus. They said, basically, if the university doesn't have a plan for East Campus, we're not interested in just putting money into those buildings, which is perfectly reasonable. What I think is possible is that if the university is prepared to think about how they might participate in using those buildings, and commend John Dunn for having broken that logjam which said we can't use any of those buildings. They are going to use some of those buildings. They're going to use the core of East Hall and maybe some of the wing areas, the old high school training building, and possibly even the gym. Why not open that mindset up to looking at North Hall, speech and hearing, West Hall? They may not all find potential developers coming in the door right now, but maintaining them for 2, 3, 4 years is really not that expensive in terms of cost to the university. When we first heard that the university was thinking of demolishing these buildings, which was January, I wrote a letter for the Friends of Historic East Campus to the Board of Trustees asking them for the costs of maintaining all of the buildings on East Campus. We didn't get a very detailed answer, and about a month ago, a friend of the Friends of Historic East Campus filed a request through the Freedom of Information Act for a breakdown of the costs to operate all four of the buildings on East Campus, as well as a breakdown of the costs just for the East Hall part that's being run by the archives. the total amount that's given does come up very closely to the $275,000 that John Dunn mentioned, but almost half of that is the costs attributed to heat, steam, to keep those buildings warm. But the university creates that itself. It produces that steam at the Robert C. Beam power plant, and it has in excess steam production, so that when they were first talking to developers, they were even prepared to throw that into the mix free. So it really doesn't cost the university anything, and it doesn't save them any money. It's not money that goes out the door. It's just the accounting attributing it to those buildings, which is perfectly reasonable from a university-wide budgeting point of view, but it's not money the university actually spends.
But the university does spend something to generate
energy. It does, but it wouldn't generate a whole lot less if those buildings were all. First of all, it would have to heat East Hall for whatever purposes it's talking about. And that's by far the largest piece of the steam generation, probably because it's got people in there right now, or at least in a good part of it. And they spend a fair bit to heat West Hall, but that's because they've allowed it to be used for storing books. If those were taken off the table, basically, what would it cost to just hold on to those buildings for the next year? Would it cost that entire $275,063.50? No. Actually, you could maintain West Hall for under $6,000 if you didn't worry about the cost of the steam generation, which the university would continue to produce, whether or not East Hall stood on that spot at all, or West Hall. It would cost $15,000, $20,000 to hang on to North Hall for another year.
To play devil's advocate here, someone might say that the problem you could be facing on East Campus is that these are older buildings and that people who tend to donate money for facilities usually want a new building that they can put their name on.
They're different things. You can put your name on anything. I mean, all you have to do is look at baseball and football stadiums to see how easy it is if you come up with the money to put your name on an existing building. If you look at buildings in the state of Michigan, you find my wife's from Battle Creek, and so we've watched a couple of those high-rise skyscrapers downtown, not many of them. But I, in the years we've been married, can think of three different names that some of those buildings have had. Go down and take a look at the First National Bank of Kalamazoo, otherwise known as the 5-3 building. Okay, so sure, people want to get their names on things, but if you go to Harvard, if you go to the University of Michigan, you'll find that not only do people build schools and put their names on them, people redevelop buildings to get their names on them as well.
Between now, as we speak, and the date at which destruction of those buildings would start, demolition would start, which we don't know exactly when, what will Friends of Historic East Campus be doing?
We'll continue to inform the public about what's happening and hope that that brings some pressure on the university to rethink its options. We are looking constantly. We're not an organization that is in business to raise money. Our job has always been to alert the public and to respond and to promote the idea and to generate ideas about using those buildings on Historic East Campus. We'll think about how we might be able to influence the university to rethink its unnecessary coupling of demolition of standing buildings for the redevelopment of the core of East Hall. That's just not necessary.
David Brose, thank you very much for your time.
Gordon, you're quite welcome.
David Brose is the chairman of Friends of Historic East Campus. Regarding the cost of maintaining the buildings on East Campus, a letter from university officials to Friends of Historic East Campus in February states that the estimate of just over $275,000 a year does not include the cost of public safety responding to calls for trespassing or vandalism. As far as energy costs are concerned, the university purchases natural gas for its power plant. And while Western will have to continue providing heat and electricity to East Hall when it is converted into an alumni center, a university spokeswoman says the building will be smaller and will require less energy.